This is the Women's Circle Divine Ones together on April 1st, 2017 at the Mazzi Temple at 30 Beckett Street in San Francisco. We have April Aronoff, Diana Melchizedek, Christy Michaels, Ariana Newcomer, Monica Modi, and Marguerite Rigoglioso. We've been spending time here at the Mazzi Temple, each receiving our own information. Perhaps some of it's been personal, perhaps some of it's been global. And we wanted to join together and share what we're receiving collectively. So we're just going to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. And feel the ground beneath our feet. Our wombs and the center of Mother Earth and how those two are connected automatically. And we feel the cosmos today, feeling her as Celestial Mother Matsu. And I'd like to begin by sharing some of what I was receiving from her, that just as negative beings can incarnate through the wombs of women if they give some level of permission, so positive beings can incarnate in the wombs of women if they give some kind of positive permission. And this is the case of Matsu's mother, who agreed to bring forth an avatar of Kuan Yin. So Matsu is an avatar of Kuan Yin. She is a female helper being, a female avatar, female manifestation, coming to the planet periodically, like some of the male ones, to help humanity on the personal level, to help people with their simple pains and pleasures, as well as to be available for anyone who wishes to go deeper into exploring her nature. So there are people who come here and ask personal questions, and there are some of us who are coming here asking deeper questions, larger questions, global questions. One of these is the issue of race. And so there is great diversity, even within people who claim to or feel to be in alignment. As soon as you come into contact with one another, you begin to notice the differences and the diversity. And that seems to amplify as you move out from your natal family structure to your communal structure to your clan structure and then to other clans or countries and other people who supposedly come from different cultures or look different. And learning how to love across differences, to find not just the core heart of humanity, but the core heart of conscious, sentient awareness is what is key, because there's going to be an even greater diversity that people are waking to, which is beyond just the human family. So learning to find the common core sentience along with understanding what some of the differences might be personality-wise, both people and cultures can have personalities, is a very good opportunity for humans. And this is going to expand as you recognize that your families are and beings of different types of existences go beyond the human realm as well. And that's what's happening now, is people are awakening to the interdimensional beings and the different races of beings. and which ones feel positive and negative, which ones feel aligned, which ones feel very different. Coming to the common core of sentient awareness is an exercise across all of those dimensions. And at the beginning, Diana said she is one who's being called to offer clemency to those who have transgressed into the earth plane. And so part of being able to do that is to see the common core of sentient awareness, the heart of the cosmos in every being. So we will begin by this, and also noting that Matsu was not a physical mother, but she became a celestial mother. So women can tap into become the mother on many different levels, and that's important for women to understand should they want to access that. So we begin with that, and we open it to what those of you have been receiving on your own or in response to what's been offered here.
I am feeling very strongly that there is a coming full circle that I thought was personal, that I realize is more collective human consciousness, the returning of the dragons, which are just flying everywhere. They're reclaiming their race. They're reclaiming their right to be present on human earth, and their fire is meant to burn away that which is false, that which is not pure and true within our own hearts. Illusions will fall away. Perceptions of reality will fall away as they fly and they rain on this earth once more, and their energy, which is so intense, will be taken into the cells of human beings, and that which is evil and not pure will just return to ash and become a protective agent for those beings that perhaps have been channeling anything that's been less than pure. So even the evil within ourselves can burn away to ash, and that in and of itself can become the individual's savior, protector. We have it within ourselves to transmute the evil and to burn it away and to create something new.
I was also given the image of Matsu as mother of the oceans and water as cleansing. I was shown the image of a whirlpool, a deep whirlpool in the oceans, which can be part of the energy working that we do to release energies that are not wanted or needed. See these going down this whirlpool to the bottom of the ocean and into the earth. The water clears and cleanses as it takes things with it. I was also given this whirlpool for personal cleansing and energizing. So I was given a vision of myself standing in the whirlpool of ocean water and receiving clearing and cleansing. I also received great, great transmission of the love of the Great Mother, the Blessed Mother of all, the Divine Mother, to use in my work of transmitting the blessing of the Great Mother to all. I was also shown dragons as protectors, and that these two soldiers who are Matsu's protectors here, that they call the generals, are actually dragons. True. Their protector functions.
Yes.
And that this energy of the Great Mother, the Divine Mother Cosmos, the Divine Mother Earth, from which we all come, is returning. Her energy is being transmitted to us and through us to others for healing, transformation, and elevation of consciousness.
I don't know if I can recapture the information received, so I'll see if I can pick up the threads that are there in front of me right now. One thread, I'm hearing whales as whales also as the embodiment of the goddess in some deep ways, and there's a way in which we've been asking for the return of the great whale, and your share, Ariana, really touched me that yeah, the goddess can help us take, like in some ways compost, but through the waters, the whirlpool energy, taking the negative energy, circulating it, taking it to the deep ocean floors, right? Like this is exactly the task of the whales. So how can we maybe even connect with the energies of the whales that are there and that are wanting to come back to the earth?
We saw whales in the whirlpool also.
Well, beautiful. And then something about what you said, Marguerite, about, yeah, the desire to see you're talking about the sentience in it all, the sentience of being and the sentience in being. And also we're talking about like race here, right? And we're also wanting to integrate in a really deep way the other races of beings, the other races from other planets, other constellations, right? And in some ways, we are wanting to do not just the work of continuing the separation, but a real deep energetic work of transmuting the energy of what is not love into love, right? So in some ways, this brings me back to this whole question of the planet Orion, right? And I was really feeling, wow, that is a planet of love. That is love. Like, what if there are a few beings there who may not be resonating to that frequency?
It's actually a cluster.
It's a cluster. Cluster of
stars.
Cluster
of
stars. But whatever's going on, like, what I'm feeling is, like, in that cluster, there is a lot of, like, high vibrational energy there. There is a lot of, like, we can, like, actually build bridges and we can contact the beings who are working at those levels there. And we don't have to continue to continue this separation that we're doing. And we do not need to continue being afraid of that, because there is work to be done in terms of, like, building those bridges there. Also, in terms of like Matsu, yeah, this amazing goddess, right? Like, and yeah, she exists. She has a higher form, and then she has a lower common form, a form that is more like a folk form, a form that touches, a form that allows you to go up to her and ask her about, like, oh, what's going on with my family, and what's going on with money, and what's going on with the job, and this and that, right? But like this goddess chose to came, like the great waves of people that are moving around the world and the goddesses that are moving. So I was like really feeling her as one of the goddesses who agreed not just to stay stationed where she was born, but she agreed. And like, what an amazing thing to do for her people, right? Like for her tribe. And then when the people here need renewal and they can't go back, she goes back. She goes back when the people here are needing to be able to touch the ground, the earth of their homeland, and they're not the ones who are able to make that journey. She does that journey for them. So really feeling into that. There was a lot more. I was like really like tapped into the people who come here, like the waves of humanity that are meeting her there and there and here, like really sensing the ways in which she is giving. Oh gosh, and just the way, like mother, right? Like mother, like yeah, men, women, like really going up to the mother. Who is this figure of the mother that opens herself in a way that makes herself available in a way that people of all genders can go up to her, recognizing her to be their own? And wow, the power of that. And then at some point I was like, oh, she was showing me, you all are mothers. I'm here with you all. I was like, wow, look at this amazing circle of women and the power of us just coming to this temple and being able to drop in like this and make these connections with her. So really the return of the old times. And so I was feeling so much gratitude for this that is happening. Marguerite, thank you for bringing us together. Gosh. And I was feeling like the core, the strength, the channel of strength.
Yes. And just as she is, this goddess here is holographically split off of the one in Taiwan that was the original, and all the other ones are holographic representations of her, just as Matsu, the woman herself, was a holographic representation of Kuan Yin. So the vision I was given was of the tree trunk with the spirals coming out of it. And all those spirals are the holographic identicalities that come out of the same trunk of the tree.
And they're same and they're...
And they're different.
And they're different. And that's the beauty and the magic of it all, because we don't
yes.
need sameness. We
right.
don't need homogeneity.
Right.
And the different colors of the faces...
Yes.
The statues. There is a red one. There are lots of very dark ones. There are medium ones. There are paler ones.
Yes.
All colors.
And
of the humanity.
Yeah. And the holographic representations. I was also feeling like her longing to go back, right? Like, and I was feeling these three sister mothers there, sitting there. And wow, they're longing to go back and meet the other sisters of the land. So in some ways they are holographic and the same, but there is also this like sister connection. There are these like other threads of connection.
Just like all of humanity.
Just like all of humanity.
All of us, it's the same thing. We're different and the same.
Yeah, she is not my resonance of my culture or my upbringing, and she immediately flashed before me my Divine Mother image that I resonate with, and I saw how she serves. I saw how she is so needed for China, for Taiwan,
right,
for the Asian world, for the Asian aspects of the Divine. And may she come forward even more, relating to everyone who resonates with her. And then the image of the Black Madonna came to me from Sharp's Cathedral down in the crypt, where she was sitting with a beautiful crown on her head, with the dark, dark wood that she was made out of. And it touched my heart so, because it's like this opening and this returning of the Divine Feminine has to come from, for everyone in every aspect, in every way, until it actually becomes us and we return.
Yes.
We are here. We are here.
We become the mothers.
We become the Divine Mother. We become willing and to allow and to become open-minded to our own Divine Mother that we are. And then we're going to receive the healing of this split of the patriarchy and the split of all the different cultures and the split of all the separated selves and the split marginalization and separation of everything will come again as one. So I love this holographic image because in it contains the whole of everything that we are. So we are here, we are here, we are here. We claim our own Divine Mother for ourselves.
Yes, indeed. And at the entrance, April noticed that just above the woman who sits greeting everyone is an image of Matsu that looks just like one of the Chartres images, with the dark face and the gold. We'll go see her when we go back out. She looks like a column.
And I was totally also receiving these amazing transmissions of love gosh. And, you know, it's amazing how willing she was to talk.
Yes.
Like, once I went there and... once I dropped in, I went there and I picked up the two divination crescents. Oh my gosh, like, she was there. And then at some point she was like, okay, now put these away because there's the conversation needs to happen at another level.
Yes.
But like, just like her willingness, her grace, her, like the friendship she has in her heart and the way she knows herself. And I also felt like she was able to speak that strongly because I went there also knowing myself, not to merge, but like, I was like, this is who I am. And she was like, you know who you are and I know who I am. So let's see where we can meet. And that's the point where the conversation began. And that also has something to do with the whole diversity question, because she is Matsu and I am Monica, and something began in that coming together and that conversation.
Beautiful. I asked her if I should use the divination crescents for questions that I had, and she said, well, do you really want to know the end of the destiny? Or is it not better for you perhaps to leave it in open-ended so that you can, because if sometimes if you know the end destiny point, you miss the learning along the way, which you need to have as an open possibility, and hope is important. Also, you can change destiny points,
yes,
too.
Yes.
And if we do this today, in some senses, it will fix it in your mind. And what you need is freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, the crescents were like more personal questions. And the rest was like the story of humanity. And I also heard this, like, one step at a time,
yes,
one step at a time.
Yes.
You don't need to know everything.
Yes, I was getting, when I've asked numerous things about relationships in here, and she says, one step at a time, there's no need to pry a kitten's eyes open. That's what she said last time to me when I was asking about a relationship progression. And she just said, you don't need to do or feel or manufacture anything that's not there. Just deal with what is. Deal with the truth of what is and speak to that. That is your path. Diana and Arantxa, are there things you would like to offer?
She said that she is available to, especially over the next few weeks, she's offering the opportunity to take a class with her in the higher realms. So if you feel inclined to do that, just ask her.
What's it be?
Elsa, mostly a flower. It was shown over and over. I don't know, thousands of petals.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that a woman is like a flower born of the earth, but she's not fully a woman until every single last petal has opened.
Mm-hmm.
And the petals opened rotating one way and then the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, remember who sits at the center of the flower.
What sits at the center?
Of the flower.
She sits at the center.
I don't know.
Ah.
You just said that. And then there were other things about rubies and pearls and the moon, but I didn't feel anything about the ocean or the water. Oh, she said there was for every flower here, there's a star above.
Ah.
And
just looked over your shoulder and there's a whole table full of flowers.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, she was flower, all flower.
Yes.
Here on Earth, a flower is transitory, but the star of a flower is always there.
Yes, the thousand petaled lotus.
And water imagery, I saw her connection with Ganga, not the river and the goddess. Wow. So there's something around that, the lotus and the Ganga and the ocean. Wow, wow.
Blessed be women. Anything else that anyone would like to offer?
Just one thing that Arantxa sparked, that as we cultivate plants and strengthen their roots, so we are strengthening the neural pathways in our brains. That as we can embed the roots of the plants, feed them, tend them, not just with water and light and food, but with our love, so our neural pathways will become clear and clean and expand. The pathways will open and electrify.
Blessed be.
I have read that the root structure of trees is their brain.
Yeah.
And their roots actually produce neurotransmitters just like our brains do.
And for us to continue to invoke and evoke the dragons from the trees that emerge like smoke coming off of the incense. That's an image that we can all use to help repopulate. Dragons wish to repopulate just as the fairies do in the plant world and the interdimensional world of the plants.
All those other...
They're asking to be called on as protectors.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, because they're both the scouts and the protectors, just as these two beings, these two generals are with Matsu. So she's showing us parts of their role related to the human plane.
And there are, like,
the earth plane.
Populations of beings that have been forced to hide because their role was not acknowledged or they were demonized. So it's like it's time for us to ask all those protective, beneficent, benevolent beings.
And also the sense I'm getting is there doesn't need to be huge quantities of open nature. You can have a plant in your apartment as long as you have the intention to invite that energy in. It's a portal.
Blessed.
So it doesn't. You don't have to have vast expanses of nature. You can do it in a city or someplace where there's less trees and grass, which is with your own intention and your own bout of nature in your house.
Oh, an invitation.
Yeah.
You can always connect with any of your favorite nature places on the astral realm, in the imaginal realm.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is just as valid.
Blessed be.
Oh, there is something so beautiful about actually having them materially there as your friends.
Yes.
Yes.
And we carry them with us.
I should say, up from the thing, this huge wind came over for me, and I thought the wind was blowing. I didn't know where the wind was. It was so big. And then I saw your ocean moving. All this wind behind your back.
Yes, I felt it as well, actually. Yeah. Anything else, or do we feel complete?
Just that there are seven of us.
There are seven doves. Seven doves here. Seven Pleiades.
Doves. I told you I pulled a card of doves this morning.
Well, there's
pigeons. Thank you for that
everywhere.
Divination.
You know doves are a pigeon.
Yes,
you know.
They are. And
they're everywhere.
And that flock flew right by us down the alley. Down the street this morning when we were sitting in front waiting. All right then, ladies. We send this out as a blessing to all those who listen. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Farewell.
Be.